It has taken me a little longer than normal to write a review of Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas, a world premiere now showing at Barksdale Theater, Hanover Tavern. It's not that I dislike the play. Rather, to the contrary, I enjoyed it very much, even though I have a few issues with the production. The music alone is worth the price of admission. The author of the play, Bruce Miller, the artistic director of Barksdale Theater, is a man with a passion for his Appalachian heritage. This is something that he and I share. And when he first described his approach to me for this production many months ago, I was intrigued and have been looking forward to the play ever since. Music runs deep in Appalachia. It is not uncommon for whole families to gather together, bring out musical instruments and play and sing the night away. Add to this storytelling, which is another great facet of Appalachian culture, and you have the basis for Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas. Miller's approach is to gather together people who may have lost their homes, but not their heritage, their history, or their culture. He has based this around the stories of people whose homes and farms were taken from them in order to create Blue Ridge Mountain Park. Here are these folks. They have climbed up the mountain, brought their musical instruments, and performed some of the Christmas carols and tell the stories of the Bible reworked to fit their lives. The ensemble is one of the strongest gatherings of musicians, singers, and actors, led by musical director and all-around fun guy Drew Perkins. Perkins has made quite a career out of playing good-natured, good old boys, but don't let that fool you. He is one hell of a musician, and his violin and guitar playing, among others, are on fine display here. Other members of the ensemble include Emily Cole, David Janeski, Martha Johnson, Katrina Carol Lewis, Nick Shackelford, Anthony Smith, and Eric Williams. They each take turns harmonizing and more than a few solo turns as well. Along the way, they recreate some of the mystery plays that date back into the Middle Ages, including their version of the Second Shepherd's Play, perhaps the oldest comedy written in English. It is a rare treat to actually see some of these plays performed, and the group seems to have a lot of fun doing so. On the technical side, Terry Powers has created a unique set that allows entrances and exits from all directions, including the floor. While Powers has always had a strong approach to her set designs, recently she has been doing some very good work. Lights by Kay Jenniferie are well done and bring a soft glow to an otherwise starlit night. Lynn West costumes are good, if a little generic, and the music direction by Drew Perkins is extremely well done. Director Anna Johnson has done very well with the play, although there are a few pacing issues that I think will be worked out in subsequent productions. While the play is enjoyable in its current state, I truly feel that there is a great deal left to explore and to solidify the script. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.